Welcome to EnClave on Air. I'm your host today, Jax DiEugenio. In today's episode, we sat down for part two of our discussion with Elizabeth Mittendorf, MD, PhD, MHCM, the 2026-2027 President-elect of the American Society of Clinical Oncology. Dr. Mittendorf holds numerous leadership roles, including the Robert and Karen Hale Distinguished Chair in Surgical Oncology and Vice Chair in the Department of Surgery at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, Massachusetts. In this discussion, Dr. Mittendorf shared how ASCO is strategically preparing to address the long-term implications of proposed federal research funding cuts. She emphasized the significant return on investment generated by sustained NIH support, underscoring its role in fostering scientific innovation and stimulating the broader economy. She also advocated for structural reforms to be developed collaboratively with researchers, institutions, and policymakers to ensure continued progress in oncology is maintained, particularly in underfunded areas such as prevention research. Dr. Mittendorf also previewed her broader vision for ASCO, including expanding global collaboration and advancing equitable access to cancer care. She noted that these efforts will be complemented by continued emphasis on multidisciplinary care delivery and mentorship, which she discussed in more detail in part one of our conversation.
What is your vision for ASCO's global oncology efforts, especially in terms of capacity building and equitable access to cancer care?
Yeah, so ASCO, it really does consider itself to be a global organization. I referenced the fact that we have members in over 170 countries. So having an impact globally is important to us. We have a network that is, we believe, a powerful engine for progress in cancer care broadly. And I can tell you in my own experience before having the opportunity to serve on the board and then to now in this presidential role, just as an ASCO member volunteer, I've had the opportunity to make connections with global colleagues that have led to productive collaborations, which have been invaluable in my own career. So I'm very eager to further engage in the global community to continue to drive these advancements. ASCO as an organization has really formalized a lot of this. We have a vice president, Doug Pyle, who focuses on our global outreach, and we have a number of different councils, which we work with closely to try not to tell them what to do, because this is what's worked here. So as an example, our leadership development program is a phenomenal program to develop young leaders in oncology. We went to our global councils in different regions of the world to ask them what would be of value to them. And so we've established programs that are built upon, as I said, as one example, leadership development program, but tailored it for the individual councils. I will note that the current president-elect, Dr. Eric Small, is also incredibly committed to our global work. In fact, he attends each one of the global council meetings and then reports back to our group. He doesn't go in person, obviously. These are by Zoom. But so I think, you know, the organization is deeply committed to our global efforts.
That's really great. Thank you so much for that. So one of my second to last questions for you is, you know, looking towards this year's meeting, what aspects of this year's meeting do you hope would be the most impactful for practicing oncologists, really, you know, in terms of clinical decision-making, optimizing treatment and care delivery for their patients?
I feel like the answer should just be yes. So, you know, we're really excited about the upcoming annual meeting. Dr. Zahn has put tremendous thought into her presidential theme and the meeting. We had record numbers of abstracts that were submitted. We're very excited about the abstracts that were chosen for the plenary presentation. And then, of course, as you kind of referenced, the meeting is structured such that there's sessions that are disease site specific, but also specific for things such as healthcare delivery or things such as, you know, integration technology. So, you know, we're pretty excited about the program. We anticipate that it'll be, you know, well received by the membership, that folks will hopefully learn things that will inform patient care. There's data that we anticipate will be presented that will lead to, that are practice-changing trials, and that they will also have the opportunity to learn about things to enhance the efficiency of the care they deliver their patients. And then again, kind of tying back into what you asked before, you know, this is a meeting, it's in Chicago, but it's attended by members that come from across the globe. And so we hope that folks will again, experience what they have in years past with respect to the networking and the opportunity to spend time with their colleagues and collaborators from around the world.
That's great. Thank you so much about that. And then, so my final question for you really is, is asking you sort of about one of our editors. When we were sort of drafting these questions, we noticed how five of the six new committee chairs are women. So, is there any sort of piece of commentary you'd like to offer about sort of the importance of equity and representation within ASCO as an organization?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure which roster you were looking at, but I believe I'm glad to hear that that was what you noted. So
That was the
I think,
ASCO Board of Directors, sorry.
okay, the board of directors. Okay, yes. So I think what ASCO recognizes as an organization is that we need diversity of opinions, and that will allow us to be a stronger organization that will support the needs of all of our members. So one of the things that ASCO is very cognizant of is the demographics of their membership to include things such as discipline, disease site, area of the world where they work, academic versus community, gender. So in thinking about, we're a very fortunate organization in that we have so many members who want to volunteer their time and effort, for which we, of course, are grateful. And we want to make certain that our volunteer pool, which the board of directors is part of, really reflects the membership. And so the organization, again, has outstanding leadership in this area that allows us, as we think about volunteer assignments, to really make certain that the folks that we identify to who've raised their hand, who we ask to come in and serve, really will look like what our membership looks like. Federal research funding is a driver of not just new discoveries, but it's actually a driver of the economy. So, for every dollar that's invested by the NIH, it actually generates about $2.50 or so of economic activity. And so, there's a business case to be made for the federal government to continue to support this type of work. The other thing I would note is that while we acknowledge that there probably does need to be some restructuring of how federal funding of research is undertaken, we think there's an opportunity to do so in a very thoughtful and considerate way, and that the changes actually should be developed with both public and private stakeholder input. So this would include researchers, institutions, and Congress. We, of course, believe that the NCI and the funding that comes from the NCI, the knowledge gained from that has impacted every single patient who's now treated for cancer. And so we, of course, think it's critically important, and particularly that the NCI and the federal government funds things that are otherwise not going to be studied. So, as an example, what I mean by that is there are trials that will be done in prevention, as an example, that could be NIH funded that pharma would never fund. I think that's important. So I just want to make sure that our members know that, ASCO is very, very aware of the challenges as it relates to research funding and has a very strategic approach to our advocacy efforts.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of Enclave on Air. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.enclave.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. Enclave is also on social media. On X and Blue Sky, follow us at Enclave. On Facebook, give us a like at Enclave and follow our Enclave page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of Enclave on Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you're there, please take a moment to rate us. Thank you for listening to this episode of Enclave on Air.